This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, buddy, it's hour number four of the G-Bag Nation here on The Fan. The Red Hot Rangers are in Toronto, and the pregame's coming up in 25 minutes. There is some breaking Rangers news, and for more on both those stories, we're joined now by Eric Nadel, brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care. Come today, see better tomorrow. And a good afternoon, sir. How the heck are you?
I'm doing great, but I don't know about this breaking Ranger news. I've been out of pocket today.
Yeah, Evan Carter is having a little bit of an interruption for his return, as he's going to go see a back specialist, right, Wolchuk?
Yeah, he's going to see a back specialist in California for a checkup, and the report, Eric, is he's effectively shut down until they get a report back. I guess Boach said he's just not coming along like they were hoping.
Oh, that's not good news.
Mm-mm.
No, not good news at all. I think anytime you're dealing with a back, you know, that's it's already of concern, but now it's an elevated concern. But I'd say the Rangers have done a pretty good job of bouncing back from their earlier season struggles now. And, you know, we're fired up with or without Evan Carter, aren't we?
Absolutely. Josh Young will come back, and that will fill the black hole that has been the DH spot in the Ranger lineup, where the Rangers really just haven't been getting any sort of production from their DH. And I think, you know, the way it sounds, they're going to try and add another hitter that, you know, they must have known that, you know, this was coming with Carter.
Yeah, what do you think of the name Yandy Diaz?
I love it. You know, I love that name, and I love the name Brent Rooker.
Sure.
Both of those guys would be terrific additions for the Rangers, and hoping they can pull the trigger on one of the two. Diaz, you know, more versatile defensively. Rooker, certainly with a lot more power. Diaz, a better hitter for average. Both excellent choices.
How do you think?
Now with the DH position, the Rangers have been using Jankowski there, and they've been using Grossman there. You know, Robbie's been doing a good job against the lefties, but there's a possibility for an upgrade. And certainly, Jankowski has not provided the offense that he did last year when he got to play.
The AL West race, I mean, certainly this one's getting fun now with the Rangers right back in it, but the Mariners made the Randy Arozarena trade last night, and they also just added Yimi Garcia from the Blue Jays, whom the Rangers are about to play. How much better do you think that makes the M's in the AL West?
It helps a lot. You know, that's certainly their two crying needs. You know, their bullpen's been not nearly as good as last year. Their offense has just been horrendous. You know, they probably want to get, you know, another hitter, at least one more hitter, in addition to Arozarena. But, you know, people are going to look at the numbers on Arozarena for the season and say, well, he hasn't been very good. He's had an Adolis Garcia-type season. However, the last 2 months, you know, he's hitting .290 and his OPS is over .900. So he is back to being the real Randy Arozarena, you know, that we'd seen in the past. And that's a little scary for the rest of the league.
Hey, Eric, was it really as simple as a four-game series against the White Sox to kind of get things back? Or is this something that's kind of gone further, it started way, way before this particular series?
Well, it started before this series where the guys, you know, started playing well before the All-Star break. They actually started hitting and scoring some runs. You know, that certainly cooled off against the Orioles. But I think it does go back further. I think the timing of the series against the White Sox, though, was extremely fortuitous in that the Rangers, you know, were able to take those four games. And if anything was, you know, needed to convince management to go for it, you know, rather than go into a sell-off, you know, that certainly was certainly the case.
Do they have so much pitching now that you could see a trade of a starter for, you know, future prospects or to address another need?
Definitely. You know, with Malley coming back and Dunning already back, certainly a starting pitcher is expendable. You know, I know the conventional wisdom seems to be that Lorenzen would be the guy since, you know, his contract ends at the end of the year. Haney's contract ends at the end of the year, too, but he's been pitching so brilliantly, you don't necessarily want to give him away right now. But I think one of those guys is going to get traded. And, you know, maybe it's John Gray. He has another year of control, so they could probably get more for him. He's not a free agent. He's not a rent-a-player, if you will. But I'd be surprised, you know, if one of those three guys doesn't get traded in exchange for a bat and or relief help. You know, the Rangers have Cody Bradford coming back to help out in the bullpen. He's not necessarily a classic lefty against lefty guy, but the Rangers could use a guy like that. They could use a guy like Matt Moore, you know, from the Angels, just to name one of many potential relievers who could be on the market who could help this team.
Hey, Eric, with the series going to Toronto, do you have any funny visa stories about having to go into Canada and play baseball? Did any of our Dominican players or anything like that, any stories like that having to deal with that?
Nothing comes to mind. I know there have been situations where players have had to jump through all kinds of hoops to get their passports.
Sure.
You know, to have mothers go over to their houses and FedEx them or have somebody fly to the United States with their passport. We've had some crazy situations like that. But I can't think of anything specific. You know, the most interesting thing that's happened to the Rangers in Toronto over the years, I think, was Ferguson Jenkins, you know, got arrested in Toronto. I think it was back in 1979 or 1980, because he had a tiny amount of marijuana in his suitcase.
Sure.
And they came and arrested him on the field during batting practice.
Wow.
Isn't he Canadian, though? Isn't he Canadian, though, Eric?
Yeah, he's Canadian. And the Canadian mouthpiece came onto the field during batting practice. Fergie was playing catch on the sidelines.
Yeah.
You know, Ferguson Jenkins, you're coming with us. You know, Fergie's a hero in Canada. He has won the Order of Canada, which is like the highest civilian honor, you know, and he gets taken in for some tiny amount of marijuana, which is now completely legal in Canada. You know, as a nation, they've legalized marijuana. But, you know, back then, Fergie got taken away, and he disappeared for a whole day.
Wow. Appreciate your time and your insights, Eric. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch up with you next week.
All right, and I hope people are looking forward to this Houston series, you know, coming up here August 5th, 6th, and 7th. Those games are going to be gigantic, and people need to get their tickets now.
Yes, sir. Cannot wait. Eric Nadel brought to you by Tylock George Eye Care, and we're back with Jared Sandler to preview this big series in Toronto next in the nation.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back, Nation. Hope you're having a good one. Jared Sandler joins us now as the Rangers are in Toronto tonight. This segment of the G-Bag Nation is brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you're hurt in an accident, it's not your fault. Call the Frankels 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankelfirm.com. Rangers preview with Jared is brought to you by Blue Nail Roofing. And a good afternoon, Jared. How the heck are you?
I'm great. What's up, fellas?
Well, what can you tell us about Evan Carter's back here and being shut down is the words we saw. What do you know about that?
Yeah, well, we know backs are fragile, right? So I guess it's just not progressing the way that they had hoped or he had hoped. He, you know, was taking some swings. It seemed like things were moving towards a return, but, you know, obviously the back wasn't responding, whether it was the day after or even in the moment physically trying to get off a swing. And so they're going to get that looked at some more and, it's too early to have any sort of definitive idea of what might be next, but you could probably do some math and, it's not a good indication that, you know, he's going to be back anytime soon. Now, I will say, the fact that this is on July 26th and not August 6th is significant because, this allows the Rangers a little more time and understanding of what that playbook might need to look like, as they approach the trade deadline.
Does it make it more likely in your mind now that, or even more likely that they try to make a move for a bat here?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, the Rangers got off to such a horrible start against lefties this year, but they've actually been great against lefties of late, and they're better against lefties overall than they are against righties. And so Evan Carter was hopefully going to be a part of that solution against righties. You don't know when he's going to be back, if he's going to be back. And so I think while the Rangers definitely have room to maybe get a bat to help them against lefties, I do think that they're going to be in the market for a left-handed hitter who has a track record of success against righties as well.
Just a quick look at this Blue Jays team. Obviously, they're sellers. Have they been the most disappointing team in baseball this year?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I'm forgetting one, but they're definitely, if they're not the most disappointing, they're definitely getting a nomination for that. They just have way too much talent to be in last place in the East, and it's a really tough division, and maybe they're not better than the Yankees or the Orioles, but there's no reason why this team couldn't compete for a wild card spot with the talent they have. You know, Bo Bichette's hurt right now, but he's had a disappointing year. Vladdy Jr.'s actually been really good, but he got off to a slow start when, you know, the tone was kind of set to begin the season. And it's just, it's a good example of how you can put together a really good roster of individual players, but sometimes if it's disjointed, it's disjointed. And a lot of their guys have been good, but maybe not as good as you'd expect by a notch down or you know, what have you. And they're sellers, and it's a little bit of a surprise.
Thanks, Jared. Have a great night up there.
Thanks, fellas.
There he goes, Jared Sandler, Rangers preview. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey, Best Buy Windows and Siding, and Guardian Caps. We'll be back Monday. For Lucius Alexander and the Pimp Cup, Carter Freeman coordinating your video, Woolchuck and Chiafalo, and Brian Broaddus, I'm Gavin Dawson. And until Monday at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. At ease.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.